talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. It's colder than a polar bear summer home out there right now. It's 14 degrees, wind chills minus 3, winds out of the north at 20 miles an hour, wind gust up to 25 miles an hour, humidity's 55. We have a winter weather advisory till 6 o'clock tonight, or tomorrow night, and wind chill advisory until 6 o'clock tonight. So it's cold. I was out there with the heifers this morning at 2 o'clock, and none of them moved till I got a bale of hay out there about 8 o'clock. But they weren't in the mood for calving last night, and I was a happy camper. I have the whole state of Texas in the room with me today from Kelton. There's officers in here. I didn't even know they had an FFA. But anyway, there's a pretty good set of kids. I've been talking with them for the last 5 or 10 minutes. So I'm going to get this first segment out of the way ASAP, and then we'll get back to these kids, because I can tell with this bunch, there is some stories to tell. Am I right or wrong, kids? Anyway, we got Texas Tech. We got Texas A&M. We got OSU. We got OU. Who else am I missing? I thought you wanted Harvard. So anyway, Kelton, Texas FFA is in here. This week is National FFA Week, and it's awesome. It's a great time. Live cattle are slightly down. Or steady. How's that? February 143.87, April 140.50, June 142, August 140. Feeder cattle are down 163.72 for March, April 169.05. Lean hogs are slightly down, not much, but 109.65 for April, 114.05 for May, and June is 119.65. Few numbers from yesterday from the Woodward Livestock Auction, where they had their cow and bull sale. Breaker cows were bringing anywhere from 87 to 94. Boner cows were bringing up to $90.52 per 100. Lean cows were 72 cents for a high, 67 to 72. Bulls were anywhere from 87 to 112. Bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds, were 1075 to 1335. 5 to 8 year olds were 925 to 1100. Cow calf pairs with 150 pound calves on them was 1360. And cow calf pairs with 300 pound plus calves on them were 1350. Tomorrow, Woodward will be having their weekly calf sale. And Friday, Elk City will be having their weekly cattle sale there at the livestock auction there with Brandon Hickey. Right now, happening down at Hobart, unless something got canceled, but I didn't get updated and I didn't see it on Facebook, they're having their sale. And one more thing, the Oklahoma Cattle Association's meeting that was scheduled in Lawton tomorrow has been postponed, and the new date is to be announced later. The Beckham County Junior Livestock Show will start this Sunday, February 27th in Sayre, ending with the sale Tuesday evening right after the meal. We got later on after Kelton, I got the Sarah FFA will be in tomorrow. I will have Clinton and Leedy. I haven't seen this many FFA kids since a stock show, but grain prices in Oklahoma are just off the board. Hard red winter wheat 869, corn 663, Milo 671, soybeans 1605, cotton just hanging in there around the $1.20 mark. Well, happening here in about 18 minutes. It's not too late to get up there. At Leedy, the Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale is going to start here pretty quick. They're probably eating right now, talking about me. But anyway, you can get on up there because Mike was on, Schweitzer was on last week, and he said their sale does not take long, even if they got 145 bulls and a bunch of bred cows to sell. It doesn't take them long, so you better get in gear and get up there and be careful because there is some slick spots in the row. Well, when I come back, I will introduce you guys to all these really good-looking, bright students from Kelton, Texas, from their FFA chapter there, and their instructors, Mr. Jimmy. I'm going to call him Mr. Jimmy because that's my name. He's pretty sharp. I'm impressed. My first time meeting him, I'm pretty impressed with him. He's got these guys doing more things than I knew you can do in FFA. But anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. They're feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They wear blue jackets with gold emblems, and they wear them proudly as members of the FFA. The blue field is taken from the American flag, and corn gold represents our rich farming heritage.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Blair Tire and Feed Store would like to give a big shout out to our local FFA chapters. You are the future.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. 14 degrees, wind chills -4. It's cold out there, ain't it, kids? Yes, it is. It's cold. Well, I want to read this story real quick and just parts of it. But do you guys know who Mackenzie Scott is? She's the lady that divorced the guy that owns Amazon last year and got a few.
Now
we know who she is. Well, guess what she did? She donated $50 million to the National 4-H Council.
Wow.
That's pretty good. And she's been donating. She's donated $8.69 billion since she got the divorce and got half the money. She did pretty good, but she's making good use of her money. So anyway, so that's really cool. And if I do my math right, you guys help me out here. $50 million, does that mean each state's going to get $1 million? Should, right? Fair's fair. Well, welcome, kids. Everybody, I got the Kelton, Texas FFA chapter here with me. And there's a bunch of them. They showed up in a bus in the parking lot. So it's pretty cool. I wasn't expecting this, but we're going to make do. We've been rehearsing for 30 minutes. So anyway, but let's start out with you, young man, and introduce yourself.
Cash Long. I'm a junior at Kelton High School, and I'm the president of the Kelton FFA chapter. After high school, plan on getting a degree in ag business. If it could come from Oklahoma State, that'd be a dream come true, but after that, I guess I'll just figure things out.
Good answer. Ma'am?
I'm Addie Kimbrough from the Kelton FFA chapter. I am currently the vice president. I'm a sophomore. And after high school, I'd say I want to go maybe Texas Tech, if possible, and get an ag degree in some sort, maybe teacher, ag business. I don't know yet.
Veterinarian?
No.
Well, you're no fun. You know, we got a shortage of big animal veterinarians.
Yeah.
You know that, right? You could go around to these towns and play, let's make a deal. Give me the land and the building, and I don't pay taxes for 10 years. There's something going on.
I think about it.
Young lady.
My name is Marlon Alvarado. I am a junior, and I am the secretary. My plans after high school is maybe attend OSU if I can and get a degree in nursing.
Oh, good. Awesome. Thank you.
My name is Pavan Patel, and I'm a 16-year-old junior at Kelton High School. On the FFA chapter, I'm currently the treasurer. After I graduate high school, I plan to attend Texas Tech University and major in mechanical engineering.
See, you're a smart guy too, huh? Oh, that's why you're the money man. Yeah. Is that right?
My name is Vincent Sherwood. I am a sophomore at Kelton High School. I am the parliamentary for the FFA chapter. My plans after school is to go to a trade school for welding, and then after that, go to college for diesel mechanics.
All right.
My name is Hugo Rivera. I'm an 18-year-old senior at Kelton, at Kelton ISD. I'm currently the chaplain for the Kelton FFA chapter, and I plan on attending any trade school for welding.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And he's also the officer clowns too. All right, young lady.
My name is Neely Davis. I'm a freshman, and I'm the reporter. And after high school, hopefully, I will be able to attend Oklahoma State University and get some sort of ag degree. Hopefully.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
My name is Tess Braddock, and I am a sophomore at Kelton ISD. I am currently the sentinel of our chapter. And after high school, I plan on attending either the University of Arkansas or Texas Tech and get a degree in nursing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, here comes my favorite guy right here. Hey, what's this mean? Oh, you, come on.
My name is Sloan Rose. I'm a sophomore at Kelton, and I'm the historian of Kelton FFA. After high school, I plan on going to Navarro College and for tractor technician.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. And everybody, I was talking to all these kids. I was thinking stock shows and stuff like we've been talking about with some of the other kids. But there's just a little bit of stock show in here. But some of the projects that they got going on is awesome. Let's start with you, Mr. President. What do you guys got going on? Some of the things.
Okay. Well, for me, not everybody's doing this. The big one for me right now is dairy cattle. I tried it out when my first, I think in eighth grade, and I ended up doing better, way better than I expected. And then things went forward. I ended up fifth high individual with a, you know, kind of ragtag team at the moment. Not everybody wanted to be there, but we got it done. We placed pretty well. And so.
And this is judging?
Judging dairy cattle.
Yes.
We got it done, and looking forward to maybe going to state this year. I think we got a good chance.
Awesome. Well, let's get down to you. What kind of projects you've been working on?
Last fall I was in FFA Creed speaking.
Okay.
And I usually do pretty fair, but I kind of missed a couple words this year, so I didn't do as good as hoped. But there's always next year. And this year I am coming up with an ag sales team.
And explain that to me.
We have a product, and we sell our product to judges.
So, and then whoever sells the best gets the first, second.
Kind of like that. Shark Tank?
Yeah, kind of. And then, so. But you also have a test that you have to study for, and you have your individual sale, your team sale. There's so much to it, and it's really been a fun kind of figuring it out.
I could tell by the way you're talking about you like this.
Yes.
You're talking with a smile on your face.
Yes.
What about you? What kind of project you've been working on?
I really haven't been. I'm not in a competition
right
at this moment. I've been working in the shop doing some shelves with wood, been messing with
that. That's good stuff.
Yep. And then getting kind of more focused on trap shooting.
Okay. Well, speaking of trap shooter, who's the expert trap shooter here?
Cash Long.
Well, we'll get back to you.
We're right. going to go on. You, Mr. Clown, come down here on the mic. You are involved in are you in the mechanics and the welding?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Tell us a little. There was a competition, wasn't it? Yeah. Tell me about that competition. Explain what it was about.
Last fall?
Yeah.
I didn't attend the Tractor Tech competition, but last fall what I did, there's this thing called, the competition is called Texas Cattle Feeder Association.
Okay.
Where it's like they show you, it's basically like cattle stuff. They show you like how like a feedlot works.
Right.
You get to drive loaders, skid steers. You have to take tests.
All the fun stuff.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then here in April, it's the second part.
Yeah.
Where it's just like how to like, it's just like the, crap.
somebody's lost for words.
Yeah. It's just like, just how to move cows, you know, all like the farm stuff.
Look for sick ones. I got you.
All that type of stuff.
You got your certification.
Yeah, I got my certification for that, the first part.
Oh, cool.
And hopefully...
So where did you do that at the what feedlot?
It was actually a three-day thing.
Okay.
When we went to go drive the loaders and the skid steers.
Right.
In Amarillo.
Okay.
And then I went to the Wheeler feed yard. You know,
yeah, I know where it's at. Yep.
And then the third day, we went all the way to Canyon College.
Yep.
That's where we did like took our tests, did our welding, how to cut and all that.
Oh,
metal bending.
Well, that sounds like, man, I'd like to do that.
Yeah. Well, and then here in March, the 8th, coming up 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
We have a welding competition.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Well, you're having a competition in welding.
We did it last year, but last year we went all the way down to Sam Houston.
Yeah.
To the Sam Houston College.
Yep.
But this year, areas in Amarillo.
Okay.
So we're just going to be attending. You just got to read, know how to read blueprints. How to do a blueprint, cutting, welding, and it's...
Testing? You're going to do some welding testing?
Testing.
Okay.
It's different types of welds. They can give you like a butt joint, a T joint, corner joint. They just choose for you.
L joint? I used to weld. I can get you on that one. Well, everybody, I got the FFA chapter in here from Kelton, Texas, and what a great set of kids. And I'm going to run just a hair long with these guys because I got... excuse me, I got 9 of them in here, and I want to talk to every one of them, so I'm not even going to try to your name again, sorry. So anyway, tell everybody who you are again.
My name's Pavon.
Okay, Pavon, that's right, because I want to go poppy, so the way you got it spelled. So anyway, what competitions are you in?
So I currently do Ag Issues, Tractor Tech, and I'm also a member of Cash's Dairy Cattle Team.
Okay.
So the first competition that we had was Ag Issues, and it was... late in December, late last year.
Okay.
We advanced to area in Ag Issues, and after area, we didn't advance on to state, but we plan to advance to state next time.
Right.
In January, we participated in a Tractor Tech contest.
Okay.
They take 3 teams to state, and we ended up being 4th.
Oh, good.
And what prevented us from going to state was a pull of a lever.
So you were 4th out of 3?
No, 4th out of the, like...
I'm just kidding you. you said 3 teams, and you come in 4, so I was making fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
What prevented us from going to state was just, like, a simple lever. All we had to do was pull it up. But we ran out of time, so it's probably, like, the dumbest reason. But...
But I bet you learned, didn't you?
Yeah, we learned to pull up the PTO lever now.
I'm seeing who the guilty one is already. Well, thank you. What about you, bud? You're Mr. Quiet back there. You get down here on that mic and talk loud.
Well, I'm with Hugo for the welding competition that's coming up, and I was with Pavan for the tractor tech competition. I'm the guilty pleasure for not pulling up the PTO. And, yeah, that's about everything that I'm in. Did trap shooting. Yeah, that didn't look
out. Shot a 98, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the story I'm going with. Shot a 98. And all
out of 100?
Yeah, if we want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Out of 100.
A little bit of an inside joke. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Anyway,
doing ag mechanics, that's coming up. And that's about it that I'm in.
Oh, well, cool. Thank you. Well, young lady, up to you. Grab that mic and say loud. What are you involved in?
I'm a part of the horse judging team, and I'm also part of the dairy cattle team.
Oh, good. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, so far.
You learn anything?
I'm kind of working on teaching a new member.
I got you. What's the gestation period of a horse?
Oh, I don't know.
It's 11 and a half to 12 months. It was one of my questions I asked the other day. The only reason why I knew.
I'll remember that.
All right. Let's...
So I was involved in Pavon's Ag Issues team, and I'm a part of our shooting team. I'm doing veterinary technician this year, and we have a competition for that coming up. I'm not really sure what else. Okay. There's a lot.
Well, if you ever get a chance, we have a new veterinarian here in Elk City.
All right.
On South Main. Okay. And her name is Dr. Taylor Mouse.
Okay.
And she's got an all-female crew that works down there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. You ought to visit her.
I gotcha.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Quiet over here.
All right, so what I do is the mechanics and welding and tractor technician. So mostly on the ag mechanics is they give us a project or subject, and this year it's skid steers, and we have to figure out what's wrong with it or we're fabricating on that part. And on the welding, we have to build a fire pit, and we have to go to Winters, Texas for that.
Oh, cool. That sounds like fun. Well, you guys, I'm impressed. I mean, there's something going. There's a couple things I didn't even know they did in FFA, but it's only been 40-something years since I graduated, okay? So anyway, but sounds like you're having a good time and you're learning stuff. Before, I'm going to pick one of you. Who do I want to pick? No. I want you.
Oh, God.
Answer this question for me. What have you learned so far in FFA that you're going to take forward with you in life?
What I've learned so far in FFA that I would like to take on when I graduate would be all the tractor tech and welding things that are going to help me out later in life.
All right. Cool. Good answer. You. I'm going to surprise you.
Well, I have learned a lot of leadership skills that I have not had, you know, like before I joined the FFA, and I have learned... Let's see. I had my leadership and just kind of people skills
social.
In general. Yeah,
social.
I'm not a very, not the most social person that there is. So
are you getting better?
Yes, I'm getting a lot better. So and that's something that will be really important later on in life with new jobs or new colleges, you know, anything.
She on your speech team? I'm wondering why, because you're pretty sharp. Well, let's get one more thing, and then we got to cut it off, because I gave you guys 5 more minutes than I have anybody else. So, but on your trap shooting, you guys did really well. Tell us how you guys
did. Our last contest was, just last weekend? Tess and I both got second in our divisions.
Okay.
So I shot a 97 out of 100, which, you know, it's a good score statistically, but they're... especially in 4-H, there are so many perfect, like, people do not miss. And I was one of the ones that missed this time. So we went to shootouts and that, and I dropped one. My opponent did not. But the unique thing about Kelton's trap shooting is that we're one of the few schools in the area that actually does it and provides the way that we do. For the most part, ammunition is provided by the school through grants and other programs that we've entered.
Right.
And even some guns, like, if you don't have one... we will try to provide for you if you want to do it.
Right.
So, trap shooting has become a big part of the ag program.
So Cash and I, we both placed second. We got a $2,000 gift certificate to a gun shop. We got a belt buckle. What else?
Something else.
12 flats of shells.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one now.
For me, winning, it was a really big deal because me and the girl that I got in a shoot-off with before placing for first, second, and third, we tied two times, and then on the third one, I shot a 24, and she shot a 16. And then on my on my qualifying round, the girl who got first, she shot a 25, and I shot a 24.
Oh. So. Well, where did you come in at 99 out of 100?
Well, the thing is, when I said I shot 98 out of 100, it was all just a joke to mess with Cash. Peas in Waco, Texas, when we shot, he shot one higher than me, so it was just a little joke that I wanted to see his reaction.
I kind of figured that's why I threw that in there. Well, guys, I appreciate you guys traveling this far to be on the show. And I love you're a great set of kids. And Coach, I call that teacher Coach when we're in here. You've done a great job with these kids. Congratulations. Yeah, and congratulations with these kids.
Can we add in one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is actually three of us in here right now that went to nationals last year in trap shooting.
Oh.
We went all the way to Mason, Michigan, and shot up there at a really cool, it was a neat experience.
Yeah,
I was personally one of those.
Unfortunately, I missed out on that, but everybody else can really vouch for it.
Was there a reason? Did they intentionally miss you out?
Well, just stock show reason.
Oh, I got
there's
you.
A conflict.
Well,
Vincent, Addie, and I, we traveled, 12 hours?
Ever.
A couple days up there. They traveled in a van, and I rode with my dad.
bummer.
That was a long van ride with Mr. Morgan. That was a lot of time with Mr. Morgan.
Well, you guys sound like you're having fun.
All you can hear sometimes is Mr. Morgan up there singing in his head.
Yeah.
And it's
he'll be up there singing.
You a country guy?
Whatever.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Keep it up, because I'm actually president of the Quail Forever chapter here in Western Oklahoma, and we support our FFA, our 4-H and high school scholastic shooting teams, and we've spent $20,000 or $30,000 supporting them. Matter of fact, one of the girls that was in here from Merritt, she's an officer in the FFA. She and one of the other guys, they're going to nationals this year. They qualified. She's the top 4-H shooter in Oklahoma. She's pretty good. So I'm glad to see that it's going on everywhere. And some of the other schools are firing back up. So, well, I got to go to break. And thanks again, and safe travels back home.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be right back after today. It's Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 18th. 453 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 258 brought 226. 4 at 485 brought 190. 2 at 510 brought 174. 5 at 725 brought 158. 11 at 763 brought 136. 3 head of heifers at 302 brought 191. 2 at 393 brought 168. 7 at 484 brought 164. 11 at 524 brought 167. 10 at 650 brought 156. Butcher cows were 28 to 87. Butcher bulls 80 to 115. Bred cows were 350 to 1525. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale.
It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Last year's National FFA Convention included the first ever on-site National Days of Service event, in which members attending the convention constructed food pantry boxes to be placed around Indianapolis, and they wrote cards to go in mailboxes distributed by Meals on Wheels of Central Indiana.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Simon's Catch is proud to support our local FFA chapters. Way to go, guys and gals. Keep up the great work.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's like a traffic jam in the studio today with all these kids. Texas leaving, Oklahoma coming in. We got it going on here. But currently, it's warmed up a degree. It's 15 degrees, wind chills minus 3. We are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on our website, kecofm.com, and we're actually on the radio too, believe it or not. So anyway, I have a really good looking set of kids in here from Sayre, Oklahoma. My mailing address, how's that? And anyway, so we'll get started. First, introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and what position you hold in the chapter officers.
Hi, I'm Jody Tarbett. I'm a senior and I am the president.
I'm Kinley Warenberg. I'm a senior, and I'm the vice president.
I'm Casey Rose, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm a 10th grader.
Close.
Hi, I'm Neela Anderson. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the reporter.
Hi, I'm Raven Collins. I'm a junior, and I'm the sentinel.
Hi, I'm Mason Tucker. This is my junior year, and I'm the secretary.
Mason, you're either crazy or very lucky to be amongst this board here. You're the only guy on the board.
I think he's kind of leaning towards crazy a little bit.
All right. Anyway, well, let's start with you, Miss President, and talk into the mic. And do you guys got any projects going on?
Oh, yeah. So this is National FFA Week. So this whole week we're celebrating FFA. So we're doing things surrounding our school, hopefully to get more kids involved in our organization. So we're having dress-up days to encourage the high school and also the middle school and elementary school. And then we're going to have a petting zoo later next week.
What are we petting?
Oh, you know, some goats, some heifers, some sheep, anything to really get the kids.
No giraffes or rhinos or anything?
I don't think we could afford it this year.
Okay. What else you got going on?
Tomorrow we're going to our elementary to read some farm books to the kids.
Oh, good. You guys got it going on. Well, Miss Smiley, next to you, the vice president. You're a junior or senior?
A senior.
Senior. What have you learned in FFA that you think you might take out in the real world with you?
I was really, so shy before I got into FFA. Like, I could not talk to people. I couldn't go up in front of people and talk. But being in FFA, I was almost forced to learn how to talk in front of people, and I'm really grateful for that.
By who? No, I'm just kidding.
All the advisors I've had.
Okay.
But I am really grateful for that. I mean, I'm going to a bigger school in the fall. And it would
Where are you going?
OSU.
OSU? Good. Yeah.
And it would be really hard to be in that, very populated area, not being able to talk.
Talk, yeah. Well, that's good because, you know, that's one of the best stories I've heard so far because you're not the first.
Yeah.
There's a couple other girls that's been in here this week. I think one was from, Burns Flat maybe, and then there was one from Merritt or Elk City, and they were really shy, just like you are. And now, you know, you're socializing, and because you're not bashful with me. You're looking me straight in the eye talking, which is good. So anyway, well, congratulations on breaking that habit, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do at OSU?
I'm a psychology pre-law major right now. Oh,
don't read my mind, please.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. Well, let's go to you. What do you want to do in life?
I don't really know what I want to do, but that's just a really good question.
I knew I could stump somebody.
As of right now, I'm hoping to go to Votech and be a cosmetologist.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll do anything with that, but that's the plan as of right now.
Okay. What kind of projects are you involved in FFA?
I'm working on speeches right now for prepared speeches in the spring.
Okay.
And I also do livestock judging.
Oh, good. And which animal is your favorite to judge? Which one are you the best at?
Goats. I used to show goats when I was younger.
So you know goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit? Yeah. Okay. Well, how about you, Miss Smiley? You're not wanting to smile, but I know you can. There we go. What's your plans for your future?
Well, this year, during my junior summer, I'm going to be taking a few college classes. So I only have to go to 2 years to be an ultrasound technician. And I've heard they made quite a bit of money, so that's good.
Right, you're after the money. So yeah. Why aren't you the treasurer?
Oh, I don't know. I just being a reporter, you take pictures and stuff, and you report to your community about what's going on. I like letting everybody know what's going on.
So how about you? Is there anything that's happened in FFA that's made you a better person?
Leadership camps. They've really taught you how to communicate with people, learn about what they're doing with their agriculture stuff. And, communication is a really big one.
That seems to be the going thing, communication. It sounds like the leadership camps are really awesome because everybody from except for Kelton, which understandably they go to a different deal over there across the state line, but it sounds like these leadership camps are pretty awesome. And do you guys make the ag teacher go through it too?
We try. Drive us up there.
Yeah.
All right, back to you. What's your job? You're the sentinel. Talking close to that mic, if you would. What are you, a sophomore? Did I hear you right?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay, sorry. What projects are you working on?
Right now, I'm working on prepared public speaking and getting ready for our livestock show this weekend.
I know. It's Sunday, right? And weigh-in and everything. And then Monday and Tuesday, we got everything going on. And then the dinner and the sale Tuesday night. It's showtime, money, and I guess they're doing a little different this year, aren't they? They're not actually bringing the animals in the ring this year. Oh, did they did that?
Yeah.
I must have missed it last year. I was probably busy calving heifers or some stupid like that. And, all right, well, good luck with that.
And, thank you.
Mason, grab that mic and speak closely to it, would you? Because you're quiet and I can't hardly hear you when I'm talking to you without a mic. I know you're a good machinist. Your dad posts that crap all over Facebook every day. You're pretty sharp. You're a good engineer.
I'm not near ready for that title yet.
Yeah, you are. From what I've seen, you're doing pretty good. Mason, what have you done? And I know you show cattle, right?
I used to.
So what do you got going on now?
Right now, we just kick-started our shooting sports. Now, that is... right now we're kind of meshing that in between Scholastics and FFA. We've got a really promising number of kids showing up. Along with that, we've got a couple small projects in our shop. Like today I just finished the header for our entryway that we just redid at our school farm.
You guys been doing all that?
Yeah.
Has that been?
Flow Fuel.
Yeah, you had some help, but yeah, because it's been blowing and going over there for, what, a month, 6 weeks now? Yeah, it looks good, too, by the way. Congratulations on that. It made that. The city deepened the ditch by you guys' pond yesterday because it wasn't draining off the golf course very good. So, anyway, but yeah, so you got have you done anything on the inside of the barn for pens, or are those all in pretty good shape?
That's going to be a summer project.
I got you. So that...
Flow Fuel helped us out a bunch with the new fence and everything. They really donated a big chunk of money for that.
Who's that? Jamie and at Flow Fuel. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I buy my fuel. They're good people.
Us too, yeah. We like it.
So anyway, how's your little brother?
He's
Henry.
Yeah, ain't slowed down.
So you guys know his little brother?
Oh, yeah. We all know him.
You know he's not bashful?
Yeah.
You know. Get him in here and you can't get a word out of him. So if you ever want to shut him up, bring him by the radio station. So anyway, but he's a pretty good kid. Well, we got a couple minutes here. What future projects you guys got coming up besides what you got going for FFA week?
Well, like Casey and Raven said, most of us are working on speeches. I'd say we're a very speech-orientated officer group.
Yeah.
So, like, my speech is going to be about honeybees and pollination. I'm sure they'll tell you what theirs is about. After that, I'm planning on getting together a group of 8th graders to start preparing for opening and closing ceremonies for next year so that they're ready for that.
Oh, awesome.
Because opening and closing ceremonies happens in the fall, but it's freshmen and 8th graders. So by the time that our 8th graders are freshmen, they'll be ready to compete.
So you get them all ready.
Yeah.
And state conventions when coming up May? May, yes. You guys all going to state convention?
Oh, yeah.
Has any of you guys been to the national yet?
We went to national convention this year.
Really? Man, I wish we had more time. We actually do have a couple minutes. So how was Indianapolis?
It was crazy, awesome. Most of us, it was our first time being on airplanes. And so we flew from Oklahoma City to Chicago and from Chicago to Illinois.
No. Yeah?
Yeah. And we went to a honey farm. We got to see bees and stuff.
Is that what inspired you about what you're getting ready to do?
I mean, I thought about it a little before, but that was probably the pinpoint. That was the deciding factor.
Because honeybees and pollination is very important for our ecosystem
yes.
out here.
Mm-hmm. Agriculture.
Yeah, it's very important. We need ladybugs. We need one-art butterflies. We need honeybees. We need all that. It's good stuff. Now, what kind of secret are we telling over there?
I was just asking Mr. Sapp if we can have a butterfly farm.
Oh, yeah. All you need is some milkweed.
Yep.
And I bet if you go to the conservation district there in Sayre, in the NRCS, I bet they could hook you up. If not, you guys call me here, and I'll get you some milkweed seed.
Will do.
Yeah, because I'm big on pollinators. We need lots of them. Well, guys, I appreciate so much. Can anybody recite the creed?
I believe in the future of FFA, and that's all.
Where's my speech people at? Can you do it?
In past generations.
Come a little closer to that mic.
Through
the promise of better days, through better ways.
Yeah. Google it.
Yeah. Google's free.
It's good. No, that creed's hard. I never memorized it. But I wasn't the memorizing kind of guy anyway. So anyway, but thank you guys, and happy National FFA Week.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you guys have a good time, and be safe going back to Sarah.
All right.
Bye. See you guys. I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, February the 24th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction 8 a.m. from Woodward, 19 calves at 5, Arkansas 36, steer 6.5. Slap out, we got 90 heifers, 5 to 550. They're long weaned. In fact, 59 of those are all black. weigh 500 pounds, long wean and chops. Watonga, 70 steers, never 6 to 7. Port Supply, 70 steers and heifers at 8. Ceiling, 69 steers, 8 to 9. Levy, 105 steers, never 7 to 8. Freedom got 58 steers, 8.5. Slipout, 230 heifers, 6 to 7. Moreland, 41 steers, never 7 to 8. Fargo, 29 mixed cattle, 7.5. Slipout, 13 heifers at 7. Port Supply, 140 heifers, 7.5. Port Supply, 90 steers, 7.5 to 8.5. Arkansas, 36 steers, 9.5. Woodward, 69 steers at 8. And 50 heifers at 7. Mutual, 60 steers at 8. Again, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We will start the auction at 8 a.m. sharp. You might ought to check our commission compared to other barns close. Our commission on feeder bunches is $7.05 cheaper than they are. Give us a call. We work 100% for the seller. 14 feeder buyers every week, sending lots of cattle north. And remember, our Red Angus sale will have Tuesday, March the 8th. We got 30 Red Angus bulls. We got 52 Red Angus two-year-old pairs. We got 15 black pairs that have got Red Angus cross calves on them, plus some bred heifers and some open heifers to breed. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
A nation's real wealth is found in its people. The FFA trains agriculture students to become well-rounded citizens, persons of solid character, filled with ambition, initiative, enthusiasm, and determination.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
First American Bank of Eric has ran the numbers. America needs our future farmers and ranchers. A big salute to the local FFA chapters.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
It's cold out there. Man, I'm telling you guys, if all the kids that's visited the studio since last Friday, starting with Cheyenne and Sweetwater, and then we got so many, I gotta even write them down. Monday we had Merritt and Elk City. Yesterday we had Burns Flat Dill City FFA and the Canute FFA, and today we had the Kelton Texas FFA and the Sarah FFA. And if all the kids in the world turn out like the ones that's been in the studio so far, we got a chance. Great kids, man. Just I can't say enough about them. You heard them. They're really good kids. The boys from well, all of them from Kelton, but the boys are doing the tractor tech stuff and the feedlot stuff. That sounds intriguing to me. So anyway, it sounds like their instructor has them involved in lots of good stuff. Well, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, and coming up March 23rd, right there in Putnam, Oklahoma, B&L Red Angus, one of my sponsors of the show, will be having their bull sale, and they're going to be in the studio that week. So, Benji and Lori, if you got any questions, give them a call at 580-334-2801 or follow them on Facebook at BNL Red Angus. They have some beautiful cattle up there. And if you're after some Red Angus, that's your go-to place right there. Quartermaster Creek, they're like 25 minutes into their bull sale already. I really wanted to go up there, but by the time I get there, it'll probably be over. So, Mike Schweitzer and them, good luck up there. They had a great set of bulls in there. Mike was in the studio last week. And Jim and Debbie Davis will be having their sale coming up here pretty quick. And they're going to be coming in the studio again right before their bull sale. Well, I got time for this right here, and then we're done. But this goes on a lot more than people realize. But the Texas Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on March 24th, 2022, in the Pappy Partners LTD visit the DRR family properties in a case posing the question of who determines the ownership of water rights in Texas, the courts or the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. And it's pretty interesting because this has been going on since 2014. In 2014, the Pappies purchased farmland as a part of the purchase. Sellers conveyed surface rights to the Pappies. The certifications of jurisdiction for the surface water rights was originally in 1986 as part of a judgment in a lawsuit under the Texas Water Rights Jurisdiction Act. The Pappies contacted the TCEQ to record their purchase of water rights. The TCEQ noted other potential interest landowners that might own an interest in the water rights, including an adjacent landowner, DRR. DRR responded by filing a change of ownership form, and the TCEQ determined that the DRR owned a portion of the water rights. The TCEQ modified its records to reflect the ownership. The Pappies disagreed with the TCEQ determination and moved to reverse its decision, which was denied. So since then, they've been going back and forth in court, and it looks like the courts keep even the regular court and then the Court of Appeals, they didn't want nothing to do with it, and they said it's the TCEQ's jurisdiction. Well, boom, here we go. Next month, they're going before the Texas Supreme Court. The Pappies filed a petition for review with the Texas Supreme Court, which was granted, and an oral argument has been set, like I said earlier, on March 24th. But a number of briefs have been filed in the court in support of the petition. Most interestingly, the TCEQ that keeps denying them that. They filed a brief supporting the Pappies, disclaiming any such jurisdiction to determine water rights ownership. I think the TCEQs want the courts to decide it, and they don't want nothing to do with it. But the Pappies have the backing of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association and the Texas Water Conservation Alliance filed letters in support of this argument. So I'm going to keep you up to date with this because I'm telling you, water rights, especially in these droughts, it gets it's where the Hatfields and McCoy stuff go on, because people, they've been saying it for 20 years that water is going to be worth more than oil and gold one of these days, and it's getting there with these longer droughts we keep getting as the climate changes, not global warming. Climate changes, things go on, so it's been a pretty good deal. Well, again, thank you, Kelton FFA, and thank you, Sarah FFA, for coming by in the studio today. We had 9 kids in here from Kelton, 6 in here from Sarah, and it was a great day to have FFA kids in the studio. So happy National FFA Day, or week, and we'll have tomorrow we got Clinton and Leedy, so we'll have Custer County and Dewey County of Oklahoma in here. And Friday, we got Granite and Hobart. So now we got Greer County and Kiowa County in here. So I almost got it all covered. And I'm sorry I can't fit more people in here, but it's the way my show's only an hour long. So that's all we can do. God bless you guys. Thanks for listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
ECO, Elk City.